SBS Radio.
International Rugby Union takes centre stage over the weekend with four quarter-final matches at the World Cup in Japan. Australia and England are the first of the eight teams to meet in Oita on Saturday evening. Wallabies coach Michael Checker has thrown a selection wildcard into the match by confirming 19-year-old Jordan Patea will start in place of centre James O'Connor. It's seen as a gamble, but Checker says his team must believe it can beat an England side that has won the last six matches against Australia.
There's other people that won't give us much of a chance, but I believe that when you do believe in yourself, you're much closer to being able to create history. You know, when you believe in what your team, in what they can bring on the field, all the different players, then you're closer than you are ever before to make history, you know, and that's what we're going to need to do, and that's what we want to do.
If Australia fails in that objective, it'll be his last match in charge, with Checker already confirming he's standing down after the tournament. Later on Saturday evening, the two-time defending champions New Zealand are taking on Ireland in Tokyo. Then on Sunday, the early game is between Wales and France, before host nation Japan takes on South Africa, looking to repeat its incredible shock victory from the 2015 World Cup. Closer to home, the Rugby League World Cup Nines competition takes place in Sydney between 12 teams in the men's competition and 4 teams in the women's. Wade Graham will captain Australia, while New Zealand and England have each named strong teams. England will be coached by a familiar face in legendary NRL coach Wayne Bennett. He says after a couple of years off the calendar, the return of the Nines concept in an international competition, as opposed to the previous club format, is a good thing.
I think it's a great idea. I just hope we do it on a regular basis now that we've started. So it's good for all the nations to be here and give young guys opportunities to, you know, without actually playing full international.
Australia takes on New Zealand on Friday at 9 p.m. Tonga, Fiji, PNG and Samoa are all potential winners of the two-day tournament. In the women's competition, Australia lines up against New Zealand, England and PNG. Australia's captain is Kezie Apps, and she says it's going to be a hard trophy to win.
Well, it's going to be really, really tough, and I guess nines is a totally different concept as well. It's fast. I guess it's only 9-minute halves, so anything can happen. It's going to be really tough. I'm not probably the best nines person for it, but I'm really excited to be a part of it and to play some footy.
In women's cricket, the WBBL season gets underway on Friday night with a Sydney derby between the Sydney Sixers and Sydney Thunder. It's the first time the tournament hasn't been run in conjunction with the men's competition in its 5 years of existence. Australian all-rounder Elise Perry is captaining the Sixers and hopes the Women's Big Bash League will remain a standalone competition for years to come.
This platform gives us an incredible opportunity to build, you know, a really exciting competition on its own. Within a really, really affordable ticket prices for adults and it's still free for kids to come along, means that, you know, hopefully it's a really great, family event.
In netball action, the biggest rivalry in the sport goes on the line again, with New Zealand and Australia hoping to move into the lead of the Constellation Cup series. Australia lost the first match before winning Game 2 on Wednesday. The players are now in Sydney for Sunday's Game 3, and Australia coach Lisa Alexander says she's proud of the way her side fought back in Game 2, especially the defensive end of the performance led by Courtney Bruce.
She said some injuries too. She wasn't playing netball there for a while because, you know, she had a issue with her breathing. So I'm really proud of her. I'm proud of all of them. They're, you know, they are like my daughters. Really, they are. I'm sorry, my daughters, but they are.
Sydney's Randwick Racecourse will stage what organisers claim is the richest turf race in the world, the Everest Race, with prize money of $14 million. Now in its third year, 12 of the fastest horses will compete over a distance of 1,200 metres. Last year, the race was won by Redzel, but this year, one of the leading horses is the Chris Waller-trained Arcadia Queen. Waller says the barrier draw has given her a good chance of victory.
The barrier three should allow her to find a nice comfort zone. I guess be in a midfield position, we won't be dragging her back to be any further back than that, and if she wants to settle closer, she can. But barrier three gives you some options. It gives you the option to stay off the fence. There'll be two inside her, and just find a nice rhythm again and make sure that she's very strong late.
Waller also has Nature Strip and Yes 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 running in the big race that is trying to launch a serious challenge to the Melbourne Cup's current domination of the spring racing action. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.